World Economic Forum official rebukes dissenters. Shouldn't really be talking about Geneva-based organization. By Simon Kent on September 4, 2022. A senior official with the elitist World Economic Forum, WEF, has had enough of contrary opinions targeting the Geneva-based organization, cautioning dissenters to instead address more important things than conspiracy theories. Adrian Monk, former journalist turned managing director of the WEF, also argued politicians espousing alternative views should pause and wonder if in reality they are enabling bad actors for attacking the wisdom is delivered by the WEF. Canada was pinpointed for allowing public challenges to the perceived wisdom of the organization headed by Klaus Schwab. Canada should be talking about a lot of things right now. It shouldn't really be talking about the World Economic Forum based here in Geneva. Monk reportedly told CBC Radio's The House in an interview aired Saturday. You know, there are bigger issues, really, for it to be thinking about. Monk particularly took issue with critics who talk about the Great Reset as espoused by the WEF during the coronavirus pandemic. As Breitbart News reported, the WEF sold the concept as simply the chance to turn a negative into a positive. If people think otherwise, it claimed, it's all the fault of the broken system and the pandemic because the Great Reset is simply an opportunity to build a better world. Monk said there was nothing really to the matter. It should not be talked about because it remains just a harmless talking point that began when world governments were pouring billions of dollars into keeping the global economy afloat. The idea was that we should also try and suggest to people that they think about spending it on the kind of long-term things that would aid climate change combating. That would help jobs reskilling and all the kinds of bigger, long-term challenges, he told Catherine Cullen, host of CBC Radio's The House. One of the things our organization tries to do is say to people, look beyond the 1 week, 3 months and think about maybe some of the longer-term things you could be doing. That was what the Great Reset was aimed to do back in the summer of 2020. Monk said conspiracy theories about the Great Reset and the WEF are being driven by disinformation agents and politicians should consider where these theories are coming from before espousing them, according to the CBC report. I admire anyone who makes the decision to devote their lives to public life, he said. It's not an easy road, but I do think politicians of every single stamp need to look very hard at the language that they use and where some of this stuff comes from. And if it's coming from a space of disinformation and in particular anti-Semitism, I think they need to have a very hard look at themselves and a very hard look in the mirror. Monk said the WEF does not prescribe policy but rather acts as a forum for exchanging ideas even as it continues to draw criticism in Canada and beyond. Canadian Conservative leadership candidate Pierre Poilievre previously advised that, as Prime Minister, he would ban cabinet ministers from attending that big fancy conference of billionaires with the World Economic Forum and vowed to remove them from cabinet should they attend. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.